This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, March 23rd, AD 2017. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. British police said a vehicle mowed down pedestrians on London's Westminster Bridge yesterday afternoon, leaving more than 20 with injuries described as catastrophic, reports Fox News. Head of counterterrorism Mark Rowley said the car then crashed near Parliament, and at least one man, armed with a knife, continued the attack, attempting to enter Parliament. 4 people died, including a London police officer who was stabbed and the alleged assailant who was shot in an act described as, quote, sick and depraved, unquote, by British Prime Minister Theresa May. May said it was, quote, no accident, unquote. The attacker chose Parliament, which stands for democracy, freedom, and the rule of law. While not taking responsibility for the attack, ISIS has long promoted the use of vehicles and knives in attacks by so-called lone wolf terrorists, particularly in Western countries. On Tuesday, International Christian Concern called attention to the persecuted church in a reception attended by 2 members of Congress, a Syrian pastor, and a member of the United States Commission for Religious Freedom. Isaac Six with ICC told The Worldview why.
We have this reception primarily for Dr. Edward Awabda, pastor who's been leading his church in Syria for the last 6 years through civil war there. And he was able to make it out of Syria and to Washington, D.C. for this reception. We wanted to give him a chance to update lawmakers and policymakers and their staff on what's happening with Christians in Syria.
Six said they are hoping the reception will, quote, galvanize action, unquote, for those who have been suffering deeply under the rule of the Islamic State. To find ways to support your persecuted brothers and sisters, you can visit persecution.org. Despite gun sales having soared to record highs of 23 million firearms in 2015, the National Safety Council says in its injury report that in 2015, accidental deaths by guns was down to an all-time low of 489. As the Washington Examiner points out, that's 0.3% of all deaths, making it the lowest it's been since 1903 when this record-keeping began. The Oklahoma State House marked World Down Syndrome Day on Tuesday by passing a bill to prohibit abortions on unborn babies with Down syndrome and other genetic disorders, reports KFOR News. House Bill 1549 passed in a 67-17 vote and now moves to the state Senate for consideration. State Rep. George Fought said, quote, life is a gift from God, unquote. Secular liberals are observing that, contrary to hopes of a more tolerant secular age, racial tensions worsen as more Americans ditch church. In an Atlantic article entitled Breaking Faith from the upcoming April 2017 edition, contributing editor Peter Beinart wrote that many believe that bitter cultural clashes would decrease as the United States became less religious. Yet it turns out that the clashes are not dissipating after all. They are just centered on other things. Beinart wrote, quote, secularism is indeed correlated with greater tolerance of gay marriage and pot legalization, but it's also making America's partisan clashes more brutal, unquote. Theologians who spoke with the Christian Post say that this is what happens when people lose sight of transcendent truths and exchange biblical truths for American civil religion. This is what the Lord says, if you repent, I will restore you that you may serve me. Jeremiah 15:19. Princeton Theological Seminary is double-minded in all its ways. James 1:8. First, they were going to give Manhattan pastor and author Tim Keller an award for excellence in Reformed theology and public life. And now, they're not. Why the about-face? Princeton got pushback from the liberals associated with the Presbyterian Church USA-affiliated institution. Keller's denomination, the growing and theologically orthodox Presbyterian Church in America, does not ordain women or persons sexually active outside of male-female marriage. Mark Tooley, president of the Institute for Religion and Democracy, said, quote, "The decision to not give this honor to Keller is an example of hyper-political correctness prevailing over distinction and merit. Failed and dying liberal Protestantism self-defeatingly is prioritized over vibrant and socially effective orthodoxy," unquote. President Donald Trump will be the commencement speaker this May at Liberty University, the prominent evangelical Christian school in Lynchburg, Virginia, according to a report yesterday morning on the Christian Broadcasting Network. Last year, when Trump spoke at Liberty during the primary season, he mislabeled the book 2 Corinthians as 2 Corinthians and cursed twice. Nevertheless, Liberty President Jerry Falwell Jr. endorsed Trump early, calling him, quote, "America's blue-collar billionaire," unquote, and comparing his resolve to Winston Churchill. Others, like Peter Wenner of the Conservative Ethics and Public Policy Center, argued that Falwell was, quote, "under the dark spell of Donald Trump," unquote, and had damaged his public Christian witness. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, March 23rd, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. We want to invite you to join us at the NOAA Conference in Cincinnati, Ohio, on Friday, August 11th and Saturday, August 12th, 2017. We are in a worldview war today, just as Noah was when he was building the ark. The NOAA Conference will equip you to disciple your children in an ungodly generation with the right worldview. Admission to Ken Ham's Ark Encounter is included for your whole family. Register at noaaconference.org. That's noaaconference.org.